Are you ready for some good news? The Bible has a word for it. You probably know it. It's the gospel. It is good news. Literally, it means just that. And these days, there's not a lot of good news around. But when the Bible talks about the gospel, it's talking about the plan of God. What is God's purpose? What is the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God? There's a great section of scripture that zeroes in on that good news, and that is in Ephesians chapter 3. It speaks to that very thing, that we can be partakers. This is what it says in verse 6, partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel, through the good news, through the plan that God's orchestrating through mankind, because He has a purpose for man, and it is a great purpose, a good purpose. That is fantastic news. In fact, He details that as He goes through the rest of Ephesians chapter 3. He says that it's been hidden from the world. Unless God reveals this plan and His purpose, people don't understand it. He also calls it in verse 11 of chapter 3, His eternal purpose that He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what is it that He accomplished? Well, He keeps explaining exactly what that is. He talks about verse 14. He bows His knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here's why. The whole family in heaven and earth is named. It's a family plan. It's a family purpose. God is creating a spiritual family. And we can be divine children in that family. In fact, just a couple of verses later, in verse 19, He says that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That is good news. That this physical world is not what it's all about. God wants to bring all of us as spirit-born children into His divine family. That is the gospel. That is His purpose. I hope you'll take time to learn more about it, because it is absolutely good news. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.